Afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's NASCAR Gander RV and Outdoors Truck Series post-race media availability. To kick us off, we're joined by the Vettix Camping World 200 at Atlanta Motor Speedway second place finisher, Austin Hill. Austin, can you just walk us a little bit through those last few laps and the decision to hit pit road?
We figured everybody would pretty much pit there at the end. As many laps as we had on the tires and as bad the fall off is, we knew we needed to change tires. So, when we pitted, I was kind of back and forth on telling the guys to maybe do something a little bit different to have our front end of our run a little bit better. It seemed like it took our truck 5 to 8 laps to get going good. But after that, we were a really good truck. We felt like we were a dominant truck. We just needed that clean air, and I think it showed there during that long run how good we were. But all in all, just that white flag lap going into one beside the 98. I got on the splitter a little bit going into one. Ultimately, it just got me tight, and when it did, he was able to clear me off of two, and it was kind of over from there. So, I wanted to win here so bad. This is my home track. I've ran a lot of races here in the Bandolera and Legend Car Series, and won a lot of races here doing that. So to get a win here would have been really special, but I guess we got to be the first losers this year. We'll try again next year maybe.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We're going to start to take some questions from the media. As a reminder, click that participants tab there at the bottom and raise your hand, or you can send me a chat if you'd like. We'll get it kicked off with Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Austin, what do you learn from this? Like, what do you take from this that can help you the next time you're in that position?
I'm sure when I go back and watch the race, I'm going to just look at all different things that I could have done differently for that not to have happened. I saw that the 98 was getting a run on me down the backstretch, but we had been so good on the bottom all day wrapping the line that I didn't really want to give that up. And he was able to get to my quarter on entry to three, and he kind of like got tight on my quarter, sucked me around a little bit, and that got me loose enough to where I just kind of bogged down off of four. So, maybe I could have protected that outside line a little bit more, made my truck just a little bit wider. But I just think that when we go back to the drawing board, maybe I could have said something different to Scott and the guys to maybe have a little bit better truck on that short run. Like I said, it felt like our truck didn't fire off good for 5 to 8 laps, but after that we were really dominant. So I'm just going to go back and look at that, just see what I could have done differently as a driver to tell the crew, just so maybe that doesn't happen again and I don't get on the splitter like I did last time and get too tight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Our next question will come from Casey Campbell. Go ahead with your question, Casey.
Hey, guys. Hope you're all doing well. Austin, what was it like going out in Atlanta with no practice, no qualifying? It seemed like the trucks were loose out there. What was it like racing with all those guys?
The track was really loose to fire off, and it didn't seem like it really tightened up much all day long for our truck at least. It seemed like, like I said, for the first 5 or 8 laps, I'd kind of be on the splitter a little bit, but I'd also be really loose back to throttle, trying to put the throttle down. So, it just took our truck a little bit longer than other guys to get going. It was fun slipping and sliding. I thought it was a good race. I wish it would have went green there at the end, but it didn't. So we'll just have to take what we had and go on. And all in all, it was a good points day for us, though.
All right. Thanks, Austin. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
All right. Our next question will come from Jacob Seelman. Go ahead with your question, Jacob.
Thanks, Marissa. Austin, you kind of alluded to it in your opening comments, but a track where you've had so much success on the front stretch quarter mile and being a home favorite, is this one of those that's that much tougher to swallow knowing how close you came?
Yeah, I mean, they're always tough to swallow when you you're that good and then you end up second. So, but it being my hometown, this is one of the racetracks that I've wanted to win at ever since I was a little kid racing here when I was 8 years old on the front stretch. So, it hurts, it's really frustrating, but, we're just going to keep digging. We have that points lead and, we're hoping to keep it. And, I'm excited to go to Homestead. I think we have a really good truck there like we did last year. So, hopefully we can get get a win and get locked in the playoffs.
That's where I was going to follow up. Going to the same place where you dominated last year, does that make it easier to shake this off a little bit, knowing that you've already had success at Homestead and kind of have an idea what to expect?
Yeah, a little bit. Since we're going racing again in 1 week and we don't have some time off to kind of dwell over it, I'm sure I'll be a little frustrated over the weekend, but by the time Monday or Tuesday rolls around, we're going to be focused on Homestead and focused on the task at hand, and that's to go get a win.
All right. Our next question will come from Chris Knight. Go ahead with your question, Chris.
Hey, Austin, I was just curious if, considering how well the truck ran today, if you'll talk to Scott and convince him to let you take it to Homestead next weekend.
Well, our trucks are so identical now. Over this little break that we've had, we've done a lot of R&D work, and we've done a lot of stuff to our truck to make them very similar. So I'm fine with running any truck that he wants to put out there. I have total confidence in my guys. I have total confidence in all the trucks in our shop. So I think you can have a truck that was just as good as today next week at Homestead, and it be a whole different chassis and whole different truck. You just got to get it driving right, and these guys can do it. Everybody at HRE and United Rentals, they do a heck of a job. So I'm excited to go to Homestead without any practice and get after it.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, our next question will come from Nick Lewis. Go ahead with your question, Nick.
Austin, usually, we race this track in February. It's June. Did you approach the race any differently than you would in the February race? And if so, how?
We were a little bit concerned on tire wear. So the first 15 laps of the race, you kind of saw us fall back a little bit. And I think that's just because we were trying to be a little more conservative on that first stage just to see where the tire wear went. And there at the end of the first stage, once we saw that the tire wear was actually pretty good, then we started running hard and trying to fight for those positions a little bit harder. So, I kind of go into each race the same way with the same mindset of, just get the first 5 to 10 laps in, get single filed out, see what your truck has, and, just start giving communication to the crew so when that first stop comes, we can make the right adjustments going forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and Bob, did you have another question?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, well, Austin, thank you so much for joining us. Congrats on the finish, and we will see you at Homestead next weekend.
Thanks. Appreciate it.